Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, it's 98.9 Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Everything all the time.
It says here. It's Tuesday. Scott Pisano here. Sandy Waters right there. What's up?
Hello.
We're almost in the middle of August, dude. This is crazy. Okay, the 12th.
Parents already know. Kids are getting ready to go to college. So many parents I've talked to is like in a frenzy because of that. Or school sports are starting to kick into action now.
And by this afternoon, it'll be an official heat wave.
Oh, really?
Yes. As the blast furnace continues. 92 degrees today, and maybe a brief shower late. Clouds will come in, but man, are you loving this heat wave? Heat wave?
Yeah, I prefer it over the. I was telling my daughter about that summer. Remember that summer we're all triggered by where it rained every single weekend.
Yeah,
it was just gray. So. I am loving it. I know.
It's almost like...
It's not breathable. But
yeah, I know. It's almost surreal, though, isn't it? It's just like, wow. It's just like nothing's... Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, we do need rain. I mean, ask your lawn and your flowers. Passing showers, thunderstorms, 86. I have to tell you the story of... Okay, we go to 13 Wham Fox Rochester on Fridays. Around 9:30, we go on TV, which is nice of them. And Mark McClain, the meteorologist, he's like the garden guy, right? He's all about plants and gardening and stuff. That's his side gig. And he gave me tomato plants. You remember one week?
Yeah.
And then it was nice. He also gave me fertilizer a couple weeks later. I'm like, dude.
Kind of offended he didn't offer it to me. Just kind of offended.
Well, you don't engage with him. You don't talk about plants.
I engage. I just don't talk about plants. I am not a... I can't even grow damn basil or parsley. So it makes sense why he did it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know that, does he?
Well, you know that big rain we had going? That big, huge, downpoury rain thing?
I don't know,
a week ago, whatever it was?
Yep.
The two plants that he gave me, the rain was so hard, it literally knocked them over, like bent them like this. Front.
Ooh.
And I'm like, no, don't do that. It's a broken. So
he obviously didn't take care of it. He should have given it to me. You didn't stake it or whatever you got
to
do.
It didn't need to be staked yet. They're not that tall.
Obviously.
It beat him up. So, I went to him on Friday. I'm like, dude, what do I do? He's like, yeah, they're fine. Just stand him up and go ahead and put. So, I didn't have any stakes. So, you know what I found?
Uh-oh.
My son, Scotty, bought me these things for the camper, which I haven't brought up yet. They're basically what do they call it? You know those shepherd, what do they call those shepherd hooks
that
you put
yeah.
in the ground that have yeah. a hook that you put hanging. So imagine a tiny little one about 2 feet tall that's got like a corkscrew on top. You can
yeah.
put a beer in it. It's like mobile. So I put two of those in the pot. So I've got these tomato plants taped up to it and two like receptacles for beers to stand in there. So that's my bulb. I can't wait for my wife to see that and be like, no, that's going to go now. You're not going to do it like that. Go
of
get some
course.
Steaks.
That's a little trashy.
Yeah, it's real trashy. So again, and tomato plants love heat. That's why I was thinking of it. 92 degrees today, 86 tomorrow with the much needed passing showers and thunderstorms. And as we get closer to tomorrow, you'll find out like how big and whatever and when and all that stuff. Okay. Good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy here. How are you? Thanks for popping on. We've got a hot 80 or 92 degrees again today. I'm Scott Spaziano over here. There's Sandy Waters right there. Today is your day. It's not your birthday, but you, Sandy Waters.
Whose day? My day?
It's your day.
Or are you saying you as in all of us?
No, it's Sandy Waters.
Oh, wait,
it's your day.
Why yeah. is it my day?
Today is National Middle Child Day in America.
Woo!
Yeah!
What? Is there really a national holiday?
It is. Today
well,
is
wait
National.
A minute.
National Middle Child Day, you middle child, you.
How did I not get word of this ever in my entire life?
I don't know.
My parents not recognize? Middle Child Day.
Well, there you go. There's the irony of it all, right? It is. A recent poll found that a third of us are a middle child, or at least somewhere in the middle. 30% are the oldest, 32% are in the middle, 26% the youngest, 12 are an only child. But like, the one thing that I took from this that I saw, I'm curious. Obviously, all siblings don't get along evenly. And a lot of people are estranged from at least one brother or sister when it comes to more than three kids. How are you with your sisters?
I think I'm good. I'm good. I'm like, I'm convincing myself. I'm good. I'm really
okay.
good.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Good.
Yeah, I just fell down and hurt myself, but I'm good.
I'm okay. Everything's okay. It's fine.
It's a bruise. It'll go away.
It's fine. I have a really good relationship with my sisters. Very good relationship. We got each other's back, but we don't have the kind of relationship that I kind of wish we did have. We don't all go out and hang out often.
You're not like, yeah, well, everybody's got their lives and kids and stuff, but
yeah, but I know siblings who are like just absolute true to the heart besties, and they just hang out all the time, and that's how my kids are now.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it, and I tell them, please don't ever change. When you get up and out of the house, stay that tight, because my sisters are and I are close. We're so freaking different though.
Well, that's
so different.
That's exactly it. Now, you said one sister used to like just completely like terrorize you. Was that your older sister or your younger sister?
Yeah. She's a Leo. Anybody have a Leo? Anyone a Leo? You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Unless you bow down to a Leo, you ain't going to be best friends.
Yeah.
And I don't want to bow down to a Leo. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a peacekeeper, but I am not one to like, no, I need to stand my ground.
Ah, okay. Well, there's the friction then. I'm not saying that you hate your sisters. That's
not we
what
love
I'm
each other.
I know,
but it's just,
but yeah, a little bit of that.
But when we do go hang out, it's actually really fun. And we're like, why don't we do this more often? Because we have a blast. Like when we took my niece out for her 21st birthday, it was the best. And you know, you show a side of yourself that's different than when you're over at your mother's house, right?
Ah.
So it was like, I don't know, it was fun. I don't know why. But you and your brother, you hang out all the time.
Yeah,
right.
We call each other. We call each other, you know, just to say hi. You know, not like, can you do this or I need this or whatever. It's always just a check in.
Yeah, you have that relationship that I wish I had. I mean, do you go hang out with him? Like, let's go to the bar.
Well, he's 2.5 hours away, so it's kind of hard. You know.
Yeah.
So when we do hang, we hang. Like we catch up. We definitely catch up, but we're not like ones to do things together. We're more like, we'd much rather just chill and just sit around and hang with each other.
Ah, well, is that age or is that how it's always been?
No, it's always been like that. It's not like, let's go mountain climbing together. You know, it's not like one of those
kind of brothers, so that's
right.
The same with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We'll just hang by the pool more than yeah.
Even though we used to do whenever we got together, we'd go whitewater rafting. But that's we've done it a million times, so we're like, okay, well,
been there, done that.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Is there one of you? Because I feel like in every sibling group, one is the leader.
It's hard to say because we're both really alike in many ways.
It should be you. You're the older one.
Yeah. I'm passive. I don't, whatever. Yeah. You know, if he wants to, I'm like, okay, fine. Like, when I go visit him, he takes over. I'm like, go ahead. Whatever you want to do, let's do this. Like, we're going to do that. I'm like, okay.
It's a weird thing with you two because it should be the older sibling. It always typically is.
What do you mean? What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to take charge. It's always, from my experience, and if anybody else you have a relationship with your siblings like Scott does, where mm-hmm. the oldest isn't the one in charge, mm-hmm. I would love to hear from you because I only know that to be true, where the oldest is like the leader of the pack. Mom and dad love the oldest more. Like, that is it.
It's never been like that, though. We've never needed to have one, like, I rely on him for things. He relies on me for things.
No, he's the leader. I notice conversations and like plans and yeah.
He's more entrepreneurial in that way.
It has nothing to do with it.
But we're both in. Maybe I guess I would be, but I don't recognize it because I started in the radio world.
No,
and he followed. I kind of taught him everything.
It's not like that. No, it's when you guys get together. I could tell he's calling the shots.
Oh
and
yeah.
You're just going with it because yeah, you're so
I'm passive.
Nice.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, you can do your thing. So yeah. Happy National Middle Child Day. If you're a middle child or third out of the fourth, we feel you. And I watch Sandy Waters and her emotional scarring every day. Yeah. What's up on 98.9 The Buzz? Thanks for popping on with us this morning here on Spazano and Sandy. It's not even 6:30 yet, and it's already 71 degrees.
Okay, how much does construction change your routine? Like, do you go out of your way to avoid it? And business owners in the Park Ave area hope that you're going to say no. You will not go out of your way to avoid it.
Oh, yeah.
Because construction began yesterday. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of, construction in the Park Ave area, beautifying it.
Mm-hmm.
But this specific project is now to install two raised sidewalks,
mm-hmm.
which is a 3-week project. And the main stretch of Park Ave now is going to be one lane.
One way. Yeah, it's one way.
Now, I love when they say the city aims to finish by the end of the month.
Yeah.
It gives it so much wiggle room. Yeah, they're aiming for, and we hope they finish in time.
When will you accept that construction is so variable that it's never, ever, ever, it doesn't matter if it's your house or a sidewalk, it's never going to be on time.
I feel for the businesses, the people who live there. It's a pain in the ass.
If you're a business on Park Ave and you're a little hang up about when things are finished, if I said, listen, we're going to be doing construction right in front of your place, okay? It's going to be 6 months, right? In order to leave the leeway to get it finished when it's really going to be done in 3 weeks.
Here's the thing.
How would you feel?
Here's the thing. If you told me, here's the project that you have to do, Sandy, and just aim to get it done at XYZ date.
Yes.
The minute you say aim for this date, uh-huh. in the back of my mind, I'm like, ugh. I can take my time. I can finish this a lot easier, but now he gave me all this wiggle room. I'm just going to aim for.
No, because they have more gigs after you, so they want to get it done. They have more projects. There's always a project to do. And then,
anyhow, let's really talk about the screaming question here.
What's that?
About this construction.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
When you drive by it, when you're in the midst of it and you're hung up in the traffic mm-hmm. that comes along with construction, you feel nothing but anger, right? And you get so mad at those guys working, but then you feel like, okay, I'm mad at you, but then how the hell are you wearing jeans in this weather? So now I feel bad for you. How the heck are you wearing jeans?
You got to. I mean,
I know.
It's protective gear, basically.
Holy hell, that must be awful. awful.
When you go to an island in the Caribbean, your first day or two, you're like, oh my God, this is brutal. Why did I? And then the third day, you're like, I'm used to it.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think
so you
act
don't
like
even give construction workers sympathy? You say, hey, you're used to it by now?
Oh, I give them. I never get angry in construction when I get slowed down by construction. I always
focus on the real statement here. You said the guys get used to it. That's what I want to latch on to.
I don't have sympathy for them, no.
818-2899. Are you a construction worker? Do you ever really get used to wearing jeans? Do we need to come up with some breathable fabric that will still protect you, but yet...
You know, it's funny when...
you off.
I heard somebody today say, if I go running in this heat, it'll be great because it'll cool me down because the sweat...
Liar. Nobody said... Who said that?
The sweat actually cools you when you sweat. So, like, when you see construction guys and they're, like, sweaty, all sweaty... It's like a cooling agent. Almost.
Oh, my God. He's now making it sound like it's comfortable. It's actually comfortable to be out there in 90 degrees, all covered up.
I'm not saying it's comfortable. I'm saying it's acclimation. And I think I don't know, man. I don't know. I also know that I'm appreciative of them. And I also know that they probably make more per hour than I do. And I'm like, go for it. Like,
absolutely.
But you do that, and I'll do this, and... I don't feel bad.
This is like the person who says, I don't feel bad for you for waking up so early. I mean, we wake up at 3,
yeah,
okay?
Right.
And if somebody's like, well, you're used to it by now. Are you used to waking up at 3, Scott?
I'm used to it.
No, you're not.
My body is used to it. My mind isn't. My body wakes me up on the weekends at 3, and it sucks.
Oh, okay. Because
so
you always used to tell me.
I've actually acclimated to it.
Oh, yeah. You always used to tell me you'll never get used to this.
Yeah, having to get up body-wise works, but mind-wise, I'm like, I don't want to think yet.
I'm the opposite. My mind is like, come on, girl, you got this. And my body's like, hell no, I don't.
Well, when you do 48 years of doing this every morning, then one of these days you'll be like, oh, yeah, okay. Maybe that's why I'm like, I'm up. I can do it. I can turn it on and
okay.
go.
I've only hit 27, so I need another 20 in me.
Easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it'll pop?
Then you'll you won't feel bad for construction workers.
Wearing their jeans on a day like today. Holy hell.
So I had what was the word for it? A hopeful but disappointing outcome of something that, and I think everybody gets a little bit of this bug. When you get something brand new and there's an excitement around it.
Can I just say the statement? It is so sad to see a grown man pining for attention, and poor Scotty did not get the attention he was hoping for.
Got a story Spazano and Sandy need to hear?
Leave them a quick voice message right now.
Open the Odyssey app,
search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone.
Odyssey. AUDACY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's not going to be 92 today, Sandy. I am sorry. It's going to be 91.
Oh, jeez.
Just, they've adjusted it.
Now I can put on my jeans.
Yeah, now you can. Get out there in construction.
All right, come on, get to it. Mm. The old man pining for attention story.
I laughed so hard.
Okay, I'm
here's
sorry.
The deal. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
You know when you get something new, you want to show it off. Get a new car, you know, new clothes, whatever. New shoes, hopefully somebody, ooh, look at those new shoes, they're nice. Yeah, well, we ended up pulling the trigger and finally got a new golf cart. There was a situation that when we brought it back to the house, of course, my wife and I and Ellie had to take it for a little test drive around the circle, right?
Of course.
And of course.
You're one of those neighbors.
Well, you got to try it out. You can't just be like, oh, that's nice. And just sit there and look at it.
You bought it for the lake though.
Yeah, for a camp.
You don't
for the camp.
Drive this around your Webster neighborhood,
no,
do you?
No. This is not the villages.
Well, hey. There's a couple neighbors in my neighborhood that drive
think
around.
That, yeah, right.
Yes.
So, the first neighbor was not home. Next neighbor, we're going around the circle, and they're like, oh, look at that. And they're like, oh. I'm like, yeah, look, come here. It's got this, got this. And, oh, yeah, look at, you know, I told them the story of how we went through three of them in the last 10 years, all used, and we're just, like, sick and tired of trying to fix it. So the next day I bring it up, you heard about the whole trailer story, yeah. Right, that I brought it up on. So as I'm pulling into the campground, my next door neighbor, who happens to be named Scott, is there. I see his car there. And I have to pull around, and the truck needs to be in front of his deck in order for me to unload it next to my deck.
Okay.
So, and I pull up, I'm like, yeah, here I am. He didn't know. He was going to come running out and be like, dude, you got a new golf cart. I can't wait for him to come out. I wanted to show it to him.
He's walking really slow by his door.
I put my work gloves on so I won't pitch my fingers and take the big gate down.
But you're making noise. Somehow you were able to make loud noise putting those gloves on to get his attention.
Right. I get it. I undo the ratchet straps nice and perfectly, and I back the thing out. It gives you beep. It makes a beeping noise when it goes in reverse. And I pull it down, and I turn it off, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll move the truck, and maybe he'll come out, you know, because motion, you know. So I put the tailgate back up, I drive the truck and park it, you know, out near the water so he can have a direct line of sight. And then I take in the golf cart, and I pull right in front of his place and kind of swoop around. Still didn't come out. I'm like, I just wanted him to come out and be like, oh, you got a new golf cart. Look at that. It's so cool. I just wanted somebody to be like, oh, look at this.
It is so funny. It is.
You kind of want to do that when you get a new ride or new anything, right? Isn't there like that little urge inside you to say, look at me. Look what I got. I mean, it's no big deal. This is a golf cart.
And when you told me this story originally the other day, we were off the air. It was after the show. You should have, I wish I took a picture of your face as you were telling me the story. You were so sad.
I know.
The look on his face, it was like
nobody
he was telling
out.
Me a story about how he lost his pet. Nope, he just didn't get attention about his golf cart.
Nobody came out. And we
so
said,
as
oh,
sad
wow,
as it
that.
Is, I do kind of agree that.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I get it, because those are the people that post their pictures of their new car on Facebook. Like, why do we care? You got a new car? Remind me again. Oh, yeah, because you want to show off your new car.
Well, yeah.
And I get it. I'm not that type of person. I hate that. Don't come and ask me about my car. Don't come and ask me about my... Is that a new dress? No, I don't want to hear it. It embarrasses me.
Oh.
I'm the complete opposite.
I guess it's like, yeah, it's that there's a satisfaction because you want to share the joy. You want to share that you're excited about it too.
No, you want to show off. You want I'm better than you because my golf cart is brand new and yours is
not.
You know, yours is yours.
You've had it for a couple of years. This is brand new. It's got 0 miles on
it's
it.
It's showing off. You're a show off.
Basically, yeah. I guess
you're
right. Let's show off. Please notice this.
Please look at me.
I'm better than you.
So you look.
You want me to say that, right?
The one time you get it. Yeah, because that doesn't often happen, right? That you have something they don't have. It's usually the other way around. So now when you finally get something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
So you love your Webster neighbors more than you love your Fairhaven neighbors because the Webster neighbors came out and said, hey.
They're like, hey, yeah. And my other neighbors up at the campground area, they're probably like, oh, look, you got a new golf cart, show off, right?
Yeah. They're all gossiping about you, without a doubt. Why is Spazano just peering into our window? You're like that creepy guy in Greece.
Wasn't wearing a nightgown, though. Hey, guess what? It's Tuesday, and it's sunny and nice again on 98.9 The Buzz, Spazano and Sandy. I'm Scott. There's Sandy Waters. We've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. 27 years.
Damn, Skip.
I know. It's crazy. Going in 20. Wait, they cheated us of a year. So what year?
It's really 28 years. It's really 28 years.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't even know anymore.
You know, when you get up in age, you don't remember how old you are. That's where we are right now.
Yeah, that fits us so perfectly. Okay, so here's the question for you. Mm-hmm. Anyone listening right now, are you that type of person where you leave the garage door open and whether you're outside or not, the garage door is open during the day?
Yes, I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
Yes, my wife hates it.
Now, are you that guy because you don't want to look like the neighbor who is always closed off?
No, I do it because that's my door. I hardly use my front door.
So okay, because people do make fun of me that I am that neighbor who pulls in, closes the garage door, pulls out, closes. Like, my garage door is always closed.
Yeah.
Except for in the summer, because now I have the Italian Garaggio. But we're going to all think twice now when we leave our garage door open and we're not outside. There is a blonde chick walking around Greece, peeking into garages.
No! How dangerous! Hide your kids! Hide your wife!
Greece police are looking for a suspect they say went into a person's garage in Greece, but it doesn't say where in Greece, which makes a huge difference, and stole some of their property.
Oh, she stole stuff. Oh, okay.
Police say it happened just before 8:30 a.m. I mean, she's an early riser.
Guess so, hey.
August 9th. Wait, what day of the week was August 9th? That was a weekend. That was the weekend! Honey?
Yeah, it was a weekend, wasn't it? Yeah.
So you see her on the surveillance camera. She kind of looks like she kind of slowly is looking around to see if there's any humans out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of walks right in.
That's awesome.
But I didn't see what she left with, even though they said she stole
stuff.
Property.
Yeah, right.
So does that freak you out enough to close your garage door or no?
No.
Oh.
There's a house in my neighborhood where they leave the garage door open and then drive away.
Huh?
Yeah. I'll go outside. I'm like, where's the car? Oh, garage door is open. Well, maybe somebody's home, but I don't think so.
Just screams, come on in.
I know. I know.
I close the garage door when I go for a walk, and I'm walking like to a distance where I can still see my house.
Yeah, you're weird then.
I am so paranoid.
Yeah. And
I am
trustworthy. And you don't have a lot of trust in anything or anybody.
Hey, blonde lady, are you listening? Don't come to my house. Go to Scott's neighbor.
If you were to walk into a garage, what would you steal?
Okay, going into a messy garage, I'm going to give you three options. If you were the blonde garage peeper.
Okay.
Which item are you taking? Ready?
Right. Okay. Let's see.
Extension cord, snowblower, or weed whacker?
Actually, my first thought would be the extension cord. Because you always need an extension cord.
Oh, my God. What? That's what I was going to say.
Really?
I did not think you were going to say extension cord.
Plus, you know, you could kind of get away with it. Like, it's kind of hard to steal a snowblower walking down the street. Hey, everybody. How you doing?
But wait a minute. It is so weird to just be walking down the street with a snowblower. It almost looks normal. You know what I mean? Like, because everybody would question, like, come on, they can't be stealing that. That looks ridiculous. So it's normal.
Huh.
Like the dude, remember in Henrietta, that big, huge monster of a, what was it, snowplow thingy got stolen?
Oh, yeah, it was a front loader. Yeah.
Yeah.
Driving it away, just
got away with it for quite some time before they found him.
Yeah. See, he dressed it up like SpongeBob SquarePants and put it in his backyard, and that's kind of gave it away. A giant SpongeBob costume on this giant front loader.
You said extension card, darn it.
I did. Why? We agree on something.
We're
going to get fired. Aww.
I thought you were going to pick. Okay, how about the...
What do you think I was going to pick?
I thought you were going to say the weed whacker, because the weed whackers aren't built to last anymore. So everybody needs an extra weed whacker.
I need one for the camper. I keep bringing mine back and forth. And it doesn't quite fit in the car, so it's got to kind of like sit over the front back seat. And...
Maybe that's what she was looking for. Maybe she just needed an extra something.
Yes, because she has a camper somewhere else, right?
Anyhow.
Oh, so many jokes. I just want to say it, but I can't.
You can't.
You know what I did see on a related note, which could have been assume consent, just do it, and nobody will think anything different. I'm pulling out yesterday. This is in the city of Rochester by Frontier Field.
Okay.
I come up to the intersection to take a right on State Street, and there's a stoplight. So, you know, you can go right on red. So I was just about to. And I look to my left. And there's a dude in a lawnmower. A riding lawnmower.
Oh, he totally stole that. Totally stole that. What?
Well,
and
maybe,
what did you do? You didn't do anything? You didn't call 911? You didn't say, hey, is that yours?
No. What the hell is wrong with you?
You let him go scot-free?
There was a lady on a bike that was with him that was kind of like riding alongside of him.
Okay, that is not normal.
I know it's not normal. It's just good old city.
They went into the garage and took the snowblower and the bike.
Okay, hold on a second here. It's a lawnmower, and there is no lawns to be mowed or any garages holding these things within a mile.
Well, they've been driving for quite some time.
It's a concrete jungle down here, baby. There's no grass.
Well, they probably, who knows when they started. They could have been driving for quite some time on that lawnmower. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, anyway, it's coming up on our Joker Justified in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz. Going to give you 90 to 92 degrees. Heat continues. Lots of hot today. And officially, by this afternoon, it will be a heat wave.
Okay, and let's see. For Joker Justified, it's there's a shift in weddings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when couples are getting married, they're doing something, and this something that they're choosing to do saves money, yes, but it's also ticking off mom and dad. So we're going to decide if it's jerk or justified.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want, you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Jerk or justified.
All right, you're deciding the moral compass in Rochester, 818-2899. You can also reach out to us on socials or go to the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and leave us a voice memo.
I'm looking for first-time callers. Yes. You've never called this station before. Call up. We won't bite.
Oh, that'd be fun. And make sure you say first time, long time. Okay. There has been a shift in weddings, and they're calling it micro weddings now, where more and more couples are footing most of the bill and intentionally keeping it small.
Okay.
Which means mom and dad don't get to invite their friends. There's been a rise in couples opting for self-financed weddings, they say. Mm-hmm. This is especially true among the younger generation, millennials and Gen Z, who seek intimate ceremonies, fine, but prefer to maintain creative and financial control, which means they're bumping out mom and dad.
Well,
and their guest list.
Wait, mom and dad's guest list, but mom and dad are getting bumped too?
Oh, no, no, no. Bumping out mom and dad's guest list.
I see. Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean? Bumping out mom, because mom always has something to say about the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And the mother-in-law always has something to say about the wedding. So in an effort to alleviate all of that stress, self-financed micro-weddings. What do you think?
What's jerk or justified? What's the dilemma?
To mom and dad not being able to invite their
mom
friends.
And dad's guest list.
Yeah, because mom and dad always have a guest list.
Yeah, all right. 818-2899. Yeah, yeah. I kind of feel...
Now, you said how you felt. You were very passionate about your feelings the other day when I brought this up. Oh. I wonder if you're going to change your mind.
I don't remember. Now, the way you described it, the way I was thinking as you were describing it, I'm going to call it justified.
Ah, that's not what you said the other day.
I know. I don't know why I was thinking the other way. I think it's justified because of one thing that you said. Self-financed. If mom and dad aren't pitching in for it, then they have all, and the couple, the bridal couple is paying for everything, then they have control over everything, including the guest list, which would exclude, if they wanted, mom and dad's invite list.
So what if they're paying, what mom and dad are paying, okay, so you're saying that's it, it comes down with the money.
That's what snapped it over for me.
If mom and dad are paying anything, any dollar amount, now do you change your mind?
Yes. And I saw the average wedding guest, I mean, if you take every single penny that goes into a wedding these days, each wedding guest is worth $235.
What does that mean? That's how much you have to pay per...
No. Listen, I just said you include everything from A to Z of what you're paying. It works out to be about $235 a person. That's not like for the food. I'm talking about everything from photographer to, I mean, if you roll in, if every person at your wedding
wasn't...
But
that doesn't matter if you have, no, that makes zero sense.
Because if I have a
5-person wedding or a 100-person wedding, the photographer's costing the same amount. So you
can't
do it.
Yeah, but on average.
Yeah, they're just making that up to make it sound like it's a crazy. That's clickbait.
No. I mean, if it's $100 a head, that's fine.
Okay, you're confusing things.
So what I'm saying is, if the parents pitch in more than $235 per invite, then they have a say. You see what I'm saying?
That's all they have to do is $400, $800, and now they get a say.
Yeah,
if they pitch it,
yeah. That's like $500 per couple of invites. So if mom and dad pay $500 or $1,000, they get to be two or four people.
Oh, you have to pay per invite?
Basically, if mom and dad are kicking in $1,000 for the photographer, then they are able to get four people in. I still say it's justified.
What do you think? Jerk or justified? We have to come to a verdict.
98.9 to Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified? Hi.
Good morning.
What do you call it?
I say total jerk.
Oh.
Because back in the day, it used to be like a celebration of the kid, and the parents are excited and want to their friends getting married.
Yeah.
That's why it was more like the parents inviting their friends instead of the bride and groom inviting theirs.
But if the bride and groom are paying for the wedding...
Can
they not invite? Can they tell their parents, "Listen, we're only doing 40 people, and we're keeping it close."
I mean, they should still let their parents invite one or two people.
Yeah. Okay. So I just got a message in on Facebook, and they agree with you. Jerk. Excluding your parents' friends feels selfish. They want to share this milestone with people who've been there with the family the entire time.
Mm.
So you're right. It's not. It doesn't always go back to the dollar amount. It's about who was in your life, who saw you grow up and want to share in this beautiful moment. And chances are some of your parents' closest friends are those people, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so you got a jerk on it, and that text has a jerk on it. Okay, two jerks.
Very good.
To one justified. What do you say, Sandy? Thanks, babe.
Well, I kind of feel like, first I asked the question, because I've never had a kid get married, why do parents want to invite their friends? Like, I don't even know. Let's say Leah gets married.
Mm-hmm. And she probably will one of these days. She's only 21.
I don't know. What friend would I, well, maybe I would want to invite my friends. I always wonder that. Like, what does it matter? Why do the parents' friends want to come? You don't want to go to a wedding. You don't want to dish out the cash.
Is there anybody in your world right now, friend world, that you'd be like, they got to be there?
Now I'm thinking about it, really seriously putting myself in those shoes. And I'd probably extend an invite to you. I mean, please, you knew me when I was 19. And now my daughter's getting married.
I remember when your daughter was born. Sure, we'd come. Yeah, even though I hate weddings.
I know. I would expect an RSVP of no.
No, I mean, two words for me when it comes to a wedding, prime rib. Okay? If it's prime rib, I'm in.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in. But I think, like, we're focusing on the money aspect, but these friends are going to bring a lot of money. And if they're mom and dad's friends, they'll probably throw in a little extra cash than your friends would, your fellow Gen Z friends.
Well, it's back to money then.
But I'm saying don't use that as the excuse, because you're going to get the money back. You're going to get more money because your Gen Z friends are broke.
Right.
They're not going to give you a lot of money. So I would think you would want to invite all the old people,
right?
Because they know they're expected to get.
You know,
more.
Weddings is like mafioso. It's like hey, you're gonna come, you gotta bring a couple $100, right?
Right.
For my kids, right? I know. What? Hey,
I'll give you a to-go bag of cookies. You're fine.
Yeah, you know, make sure Grandma takes the leftover Italian cookies that we put out. All right, put them in a napkin and take them home.
Okay, let's see. Another justified, if you're paying for the wedding, you get to decide who's there. It's not
a
family reunion for
two.
Your parents.
Okay, there's two.
It's not a family reunion for... Okay, jerk, weddings are about family, too. If your parents raised you, they deserve a few seats for their friends. You're right.
If your parents raised you.
Of course your parents raised you. Well, if you hate your parents, then it's fine.
All right, let me take another call. Good morning. Hi, the buzz. Good morning.
Hi. Hi. Calling for the wedding.
Yeah, the jerk or justified. Are you a first-time caller, long-time listener?
I am a first-time caller, and we just moved up here.
So We'll take it. We'll make you a long-time listener.
First-time, short-time. That's fine. We'll take it.
It's awesome. Where are you guys from originally?
We moved up from Louisiana.
Oh, cool. Well, welcome to Rochester. You brought the heat. You brought the heat
I
and the humidity.
We did.
So what do you say on this? Is it jerk or justified?
It's justified.
Yes!
I'm getting married. It's my wedding. Mm-hmm. I decide who comes. If my daughter gets married and we're paying for it, she can decide who comes because it's her wedding.
Mm, yeah, right.
Yeah, but if there's close friends in your life who were part of your child's life too, doesn't it make sense to invite them?
Then that would be her decision. If she wants to invite them and have them there, then yes.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Brides are sometimes rude. They don't see straight. Like, you're just in this weird whatever you call it.
Fuzzy filter of getting married.
Yeah. There's so many things I wish I could go back. I mean, and redo. My family, my husband's family from Spain. Spain, traveled all the way here just for our wedding. Wow. They don't even know me. And I was such a witch. I said, no, they can't stay with us.
Wow, that was nice of you.
I know. What a horrible person I am. Like, somebody should have smacked me across the face and said, no.
Well, obviously, your husband was scared of you because he accepted that, too.
Yeah, yep, yep, he was.
Okay. Anyhow. All right, I got you justified. I love you. What's your first name?
Ashley.
Ashley from the South. That's who you are. And next time you call, it's Ashley from the South. Now we know who you are, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Y'all too.
Okay, bye.
Okay. How sweet Ashley was, and how you feel so excited that she was on your side.
Yes.
The final verdict by one vote is...
The verdict is... Jerk.
Yes, yes.
Oh, come on!
Yes, yes.
One vote.
Yes, yes.
Sorry!
Yes, yes. Ashley, I wish you had a split personality, then we'd do two justified.
Yes, yes. Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen, every vote matters in this courtroom, okay? It's very important you weigh in.
It's the Hard Knock Life for us. It's the Hard Knock Life for us. Instead of treating, we get tricked.
98.9 The Buzz. Spazano and Sandy. Hello, 8 o'clock hour. Scott and Sandy here. What's up?
Before I make this little confession, hypocritical confession... later on in the show, before we end, before we leave and say goodbye, we have to talk about the dude and what dude from Greece and what he wears to bed.
Mm-hmm.
How many other guys wear this to bed? And Never Have I Ever for Bonnie Raitt tickets.
Yes.
Okay. So,
Hard Knocks second episode drops.
I think today, and if I got that wrong, somebody tell me, but I believe episode 2 is today.
And that is a documentary following the Buffalo Bills training camp this season.
Right. What are we thinking about it? Love, hate, don't care? Where are you?
Anxious, because I haven't seen the first one yet.
Oh, man, you're so behind.
My wife's watching.
I see it before you?
My wife's watching stuff on HBO, and like right now I can't watch it because she's we only have so much TV time at the same time.
It's amazing how you always blame your wife. It's amazing.
Well, it was like 8:30, quarter to 9.
Day, and she gets home at night.
And I do nothing.
Right?
Nah.
See,
I just goof around.
It. Jill, mark it.
All
I'll
right,
save that
going.
Audio.
Keep going. Oh, we want to watch it together.
Oh,
she's watching
sure.
something. I don't know what it is.
Sure.
What is
Anyhow.
It? Gilded Age or something like that.
Okay, so join in on this conversation if you have watched Hard Knocks and if you love it, hate it, or don't care about it. But I thought I was going to go into it not caring about it. Like, right. I had zero interest in watching it. No offense to any Bills Mafia. But I wanted to watch it with my husband because Mike Danger, who is on the sports bar with Gene Battaglia, was broadcasting during training camp. And he goes, I was right there where they were filming Hard Knocks.
Yeah, cameras are all around him, right?
Now I have an interest to see if my husband makes the cut.
Did they interview him?
No, they didn't interview. But the players that he was interviewing, the Hard Knocks cameras were there.
Okay.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it with you. He's more invested in watching it, not only because it's the Bills, but because of that, too.
Was he on the first episode?
No, he wasn't. But something happened after the first episode that I am... not really wanting to admit. So you know how I stood on my hill my entire life? I really don't like football. And the reason why I don't like football is because I see it as a money machine, and the NFL, who has all the money, is making you, the fans, pay. And it drives me insane. It's like people take out second mortgages on their house to afford freaking season tickets to the NFL.
They're not your listen, the world is not your children. Don't worry about the rest of your kids, okay?
It's the mama bear in me.
Jeez.
So I'm like, forget it. NFL. Yeah,
right.
Even though my best friend used to work for the NFL and whatever. I faked it in front of him, but what? After watching Hard Knocks, I started to actually fall in love with this Buffalo Bills team. I actually started to have an interest in the NFL and football.
Should.
And
yes,
I go,
should.
Holy hell, this whole Hard Knocks thing is totally a marketing thing.
Yeah.
And I fell for it. Hook, line, and effing sinker.
Well, then you better not watch it again.
But now I can't all of a sudden be like, hey, babe, I want to get into football with you. No way.
Why?
I stood on my hill and I said, I ain't doing that. That's dumb. I can't all of a sudden be a hypocrite.
You're not a hypocrite. You're a convert.
I don't want to be a convert.
People convert religions. People convert theories on things. And they, you know, as you get older, you have different interests. It's totally fine.
Anyone else where you're like, no, your hobby is dumb. I'm not partaking. And then all of a sudden something happened and you're like, well, I kind of want to do your hobby too.
Man, I so wish my wife was into 3D printing with me. My buddy's doing it and his wife gave him 67 different things to print. 67. 12 printable little, what are they called?
Oh, now we're going down a deep dive printing thing.
12 little printable
So borrow his wife.
Plant holders for her office.
Now she'll have two husbands. So, yeah, but your wife has no interest. You've begged her. Now,
I backed off.
Have you? If she all of a sudden said, I want to be interested in this?
I'd welcome her with open arms. I would teach her everything I know, and we'd collaborate together a couple of times.
Then I don't get too far. I don't think she's ready for that. Neither am I. I'm not ready.
She dipped her toe in it. I handed her the app so she could scroll through some things that she wanted me to print, and she gave me one since, like, when did I get it?
Yeah.
You know, December.
See, that's the thing, too. If I just show the little bit of interest, because, you know, he asks me, how did you think? What did you think? What about it? And I'm like, yeah, it's all right. You don't have to downplay it. Because the minute I say, oh, this is really good, or I'm loving the Buffalo Bills, or whatever.
Yeah.
The minute I give like a little inch of interest, he's going to take it all of a sudden. Now I'm committed. Now I'm going to games in the snow. No, I ain't.
Well, but
I don't want to be that committed.
Does anyone else work with a neurotic woman that just... is unfathomably difficultly stubborn?
Listen, that's all I'm saying is NFL... Well played, my friend. The marketing, effective, and it works.
I hope Danger is in episode 2. Make sure you watch Hard Knocks.
Me too. Okay, I'll tell you tomorrow.
The Buzz.
Good morning. The Buzz.
Morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Michelle. How
Hi,
are
Michelle.
You?
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
You should be because you're the first call through. You get to play Never Have I Ever.
Yay!
Oh, wonderful. Aren't this is going to be fun. I got something already for you. I mean, you're going to find it funny as heck.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. She's all ready for Never Have I Ever.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to ask the questions, Michelle. You just have to answer honestly. Okay? Okay.
Ready?
All right. I promise.
And this is for Bonnie Raitt tickets, by the way.
Bonnie Raitt concert.
Never Have I Ever went into work without underwear.
I have.
Oh!
Yeah!
Michelle!
Well, I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Why?
Years ago, they had pantyhose with, you can wear them without underwear, and I did do that with the pantyhose, so you don't see the line.
Okay.
Commando Michelle. Let's go.
That was before, you know, the underwear where they didn't show your underwear line. Okay. You had to wear the pantyhose.
Right.
Okay. Scotty?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. All the time.
Okay, Scott, probably right now.
Right now,
are
as a matter
you, who's
fact.
Wearing underwear in the room?
Not me.
Okay, Scott. You're not?
No.
Michelle, are you?
Right now I am, yes. But
Okay. Just got it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to be 92 today. What are you going to do?
You don't need the extra layers. Okay. Never have I ever intentionally caught a neighbor on my Ring cam or listened in on their conversation.
Again, years ago, party lines on the phone.
That's right, baby! Yeah!
I'm so glad you called in. So what gossip did you get off of that party line? Anything stand out?
Well, just neighbor stuff. You know, they're doing this, they're going that, the kids that, not that thing. Just stuff, minimum stuff.
You're dating yourself. You are dating yourself.
Yeah, she totally is.
Yeah.
Did you catch anyone cheating or anything good like that?
No. They were just, you know, family issues with the kids. If they didn't, you know, were good, bad, you know,
explain,
stuff like that.
Explain party line to those who aren't familiar with it.
Well... You had all of you had your own phone number, but it was all connected to one thing, like from Frontier or whatever it was called before.
Mm-hmm.
And you picked it up and you could hear the people talking. And if you wanted to listen, great. But if you needed the phone, hi, guys, can you please get off the phone? I need it. But then they probably did it and they still listen.
Right, exactly. So there you go.
That sounds so crazy.
Isn't
that concept
creepy?
Is so weird. Yeah. Okay, final one.
That's early
Michelle.
Social media.
Right.
Yes.
Final one for Bonnie Raitt tickets. Never have I ever dodged a person in the store because I didn't want to get stuck talking. And then name that person.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'll say yes.
Okay.
And the neighbor.
The neighbor.
You know, I don't want to, because they might be listening, but yes, I have.
Okay. That's great.
And were you worried that they would talk too long and you wouldn't have time?
Yeah.
Or it would, okay.
Yeah.
I think we've all been there. Scotty?
Also, you don't want to have them see what you're buying.
Why were you buying?
You know, what's in your grocery cart?
She's buying underwear.
Yes.
Yeah, pantyhose.
Yes, I actually, yeah, of course I do. I see people all the time. I'm like, other way.
Okay, name a person. The most recent. Come on.
I don't even know. I don't remember. I don't know who I dodged.
It just happened to me last weekend. I went to Wegmans with my parents and my kids, and we were sitting there. Mom and Dad love to just eat at the little cafe area. And the kid I had the biggest crush on in high school, I see him, and I'm like,
oh, no.
No, I can't do this. I do not want to have a conversation. So I just over-dramatized how much fun I was having with my parents and my daughters and how what a happy family we are.
Oh, she drew attention to you.
I did.
Great. But you're a bit exaggerato.
Sandy, did your nose get bigger a little bit?
I know. Wait, what?
That's why you're like that.
Wait, what?
Got the little schnauz, Italian schnauz thing. You lie all the time.
I was having a little bit more fun.
Okay, well, we're having fun now because, Michelle, you're going to see Bonnie Raitt in concert.
Thank you. I tried to get tickets and they were sold out. Oh, it was so wonderful.
Now. Absolutely. Bonnie Raitt is coming on Saturday, August 23rd, courtesy of the Bowery Presents. Tickets on sale, maybe still at Ticketmaster.com, but you got a pair of lawn tickets. You're all good, babe. You're going to sit on the lawn. And enjoy the wonderful evening on Saturday the 23rd. Congrats.
Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Michelle, you're the best. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Commando, hold the line. We need you. I got to get your info. Sorry. Well, yeah. This is 98.9 The Buzz with Zan and Sandy. We're playing everything all the time.
So on the hot scale, give your honest opinion. Men in nightgowns, how do we feel? How do we feel? Because apparently that is the thing that guys are doing in Greece. A guy is doing in Greece. So this story.
This is so weird.
This might be more than one because reading through the comment thread. Now, I don't know if this dude was joking, but he admitted to wearing a nightgown to bed too. Okay, putting it out there. So the story goes that there is this dude caught on somebody's Ring cam.
Mm-hmm.
On Edgemere Drive in Greece, and he is wearing, it looks like a muumuu nightgown.
The wide neck, like the scoop?
Too big. Yeah. It's like his mom's. Yeah. He's like a five-year-old dressing up in mom's nightgown.
Yeah, but he looks like a 45-year-old disheveled dude.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't think it was a hospital gown. I don't think so. Mm-mm. But he presses his face up to somebody's window. And then he just moves on and carries on with his way. So he's like the peeping Tom of Greece or whatever, Edgemere Drive area.
Mm-hmm.
And he just walks away. And then there's this weird in the video, in the Ring cam video, then there's this weird animal that comes. It looks like a little dog is following him. It must be a dog. Someone said it could have been a rabbit, but it must be his dog. Nobody knows what the hell is up with this
guy. Well, it could be a dog that's like sniffing around him. Could not necessarily be his.
True, but it seems like it's nighttime. I don't know. The whole story is so bizarre.
Good morning, The Buzz. Hello.
Good morning. I was just calling in because the first thing I thought of with a man in a nightgown is the opening scene of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, the grandpa, right? Or like Scrooge.
Oh, Scrooge.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I was thinking the, mom and her whatever and dad and her Santa.
Oh, like the Night Before Christmas.
Night Before Christmas. That's what I was trying to fish for.
Whoa.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a generational thing because like my mom will be 70 and she only wears nightgowns.
Like that's a it. Like a well, not not like a little short skirty nighty thing, like a nightgown, yeah, like so a full blown muumuu.
Yeah, yeah.
Like long so sleeve to your ankles. Yes.
But they look so cute.
No matter what time of year it is.
Really?
Yeah. My mom too. I just want to pick her up and hug her. She looks so cute in that little nightgown.
Where do you find those things?
Sometimes women even wear, like my grandma, she's 90, and she'll wear the nightgown and then like a little like kimono muumuu thing over it. Like a robe, you know?
Yes, with buttons.
Sandy, those are like, I usually buy my grandma those for Christmas. I usually get them like at Kohl's or JCPenney.
My wife has those.
I would.
My wife has the silk, like you said, like a kimono robe.
Yeah, but it's a robe.
But it's like a robe thing, yeah.
Yeah. This is like it buttons
short,
in the front.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more sexy than what our grandmas are wearing.
A little bit.
But, I mean, this is why JCPenney.
Yeah, thank you.
JCPenney needs to stay in business just for this reason. So. Did you see this surveillance video of this guy?
No, but now I want to.
Okay. It'll pop up.
Did he have like a nightcap on too with like a
little ball on the end?
A little stocking
cap.
Because your phone is listening to you, this will probably pop up on your algorithm. And it's the creepiest video. He just comes up to this house. And I don't know if it's the house or the garage. I don't know. Wherever the Ring cam captured him, like face pressed up against their window.
He's right in on
it. Yeah, and then reading through the comment.
Or was he just...
I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Ooh, he could have been sleepwalking. How funny is that? And he really does wear a nightgown.
Yeah, I don't
know. Some people have it so bad where they like walk out of their house, you know?
That's crazy.
Oh, now I feel bad making fun of this dude. You too. But then reading through the comment threads, there was one dude who was like, yeah, I actually had tried a nighty and it felt comfortable.
Nah.
And then, you know, everyone's piling on. Are you serious? Yeah, I'm serious. And I'm like, I don't know if I believe this guy, but maybe he's confessing something.
See, I don't like...
Any guy willing to... admit.
Okay, no. I don't like the feel of, like, if I'm wearing, like, a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or whatever when I'm sleeping because it pulls and then it gets... Then it kind of, like...
Oh, yeah, my blood, naked.
Yeah,
that's
my
right.
Circulation. I gotta be skin and skin only.
But you can't still be skin. You have a 6-year-old in the house.
She doesn't come in.
Well, what if she has night terrors?
Well, she'll never know.
She'll never know?
I hide myself.
She'll know. One of my girlfriend's husband did what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's no big deal. It's fine. Well, my girlfriend's daughter, when she was little at the time, and then got a night terror, crawled into bed with mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, she's telling her teacher and everybody in class that she sleeps with daddy and his snake. And it was like, no joke.
Oh, no.
No joke. No joke. You got to put some clothes on that body.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns. Hunt. And that shall wrap it up. The commercial-free 98 is coming up in a few minutes. We're going to do 98 straight minutes of the best Buzz tunes to get you through your morning with no commercials.
It's Fizzano and Sandy here on the Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Breakfast provided by Donuts Delight. Serving you Rochester's finest donuts since 1958. Located at 1700 Culver Road.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.